Back here on the Mackey Motors pregame show here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Blankman joined here today by South Central Calhoun Titan head football coach Brian Case. Titans sitting at 2-1 on the season up here in Manson to take on the Cougars of Manson, Northwest Webster. And coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you and finally get a chance to see you in person again for the first time since, I think, media day.
Yeah, back at you, Jeff. I mean, it's always a pleasure talking to you guys, and we just appreciate everything you guys do. So you guys being here to cover the game tonight means an awful lot to us and our program.
Coach, last week when we chatted, you guys were coming off a loss, and I know you and some of the members of your coaching staff kind of were looking to see how this team would rebound. You had Emmitsburg last week and you know, come out with maybe a different focus. It looked like last week, at least score-wise, that you got what you wanted out of last week.
Yeah, you know, for the most part, we still had an awful lot of mistakes out there and some things that were just uncharacteristic of South Central Calhoun football. Just a lot of penalties and just mistakes, mental mistakes that we normally don't create. One of the biggest things is we always talk to the kids about learning from our mistakes because we know we're going to make them. But last week it just seemed like we were making the same mistake over and over and over. And so that was something that was just frustrating for me, something frustrating for our coaches, something frustrating for our kids, I know. So we came back this week and really worked on the word disciplined and being disciplined this week and make sure we're doing the little things right, because we all know that those little things add up into the big problems or the big successes that we have as well. So that's what we kind of worked on this week. But yeah, I thought that, you know, with the score of being 41-10, we did some nice things out there. So I think that we're back on the right track. We just need to clean some things up and hopefully just improve again this week.
Heading into district play now, do you feel like the focus has been where you need it to be in practice?
Yeah, this week I thought that, again, we took a step forward. I think, like, again, we got back to just kind of refocusing on the things that we needed to do and take care of as a football team in every phase of the game. You know, it starts with me, the head coach, and then it goes down to our assistant coaches, and our kids have to take responsibility for their actions as well, and even our managers and ball boys. Just, I mean, all the way along, everybody has a job to do, and as long as everybody's doing their job, good things are usually going to happen. So this week in practice, we kind of got focused on that again, and the kids took another step forward. You know, we're going to be in a situation Friday night here that, you know, we're going to be limited as far as the number of kids that we're going to be able to play because of quarter limitations and so forth for some of our younger kids. We still have some kids that are academically ineligible for us and so forth. So, and we also have some injuries, so we're going to be limited. And yeah, we're playing basically with about a half squad Friday night, but it's okay. The kids that we have out there that are going to be out there are quality kids, and they're taking quality reps this week. We've been really focused on the task at hand, and we expect some good things to happen here Friday night.
Coach, you guys taking on a Cougar team that comes in 1-2 on the season. They got a win over Okoboji 30-28. What have you seen from them? What do they like to do this season?
Yeah, you know, Marty does a great job over there. I know that coming up from Class A the last couple of years, they hadn't won a game. They lost their first two games this season coming up to Class 1A. They got an overtime win against Okoboji last week, and Okoboji, their two losses are by a combined total of 3 points. So they got a quality win. We know that they're going to be excited. We know that they're going to be juiced and ready to go for this first game, first district game. And to host it, we know that we're going to have our hands full with these guys. They're going to be excited. So we're going to have to go up there, and we're going to have to weather the storm and see what happens that way. But, we think that they have bigger kids up front than what we do. They have some really quality standout skill kids as well. They got a tailback that's about 5'7", 190 pounds, lightning quick. He jump cuts real well. He runs the open area real well, and he's tough to bring down. He's a tough runner. Their quarterback does an outstanding job of just getting the ball out of his hands and throwing it up to his receivers and letting them go make plays. He's got a tight end, wingback type kid that's 6'3", 220 pounds, and they'll utilize him in the run game as well. And they've got another quality receiver in a junior, number two, the Jaden Overding, who just goes to get the football. So they've got some quality skill kids mixed in with that big line up there. We're going to have our hands full, so we're just going to have to execute from a defensive side of it and try and get to speed before speed can get started, and hopefully good things are going to happen for us that way. And then from a defensive standpoint, Jeff, we think that they're going to run a 4-4 scheme against us. We think that they're going to send an awful lot of pressure. So hopefully we have some things in our package to kind of counter that. But that just remains to be seen of what's going to happen here Friday night. Hopefully we're just going to go out there and take what they give us. And we do that each and every week. And whether the ground and pound with our full house tee is going to be the way to go, or our spread set's going to be the way to go, that still remains to be seen.
Coach, you mentioned their running game. Tate leads them 77 carries. Nobody else really very close to them. He does have an 80-yard touchdown run on the year, so it's probably got some pretty good speed. 5 touchdowns for him on the year. What kind of a back is him? Is he, and how do they feature him?
Yeah, I mean, he's basically a single back set back there. They run that pistol set. They don't do a whole lot of pulling. Everything is pretty much base blocking up front. They'll double team at the point of attack, and they just let him go. But, I mean, he has great vision. He'll cut things back if you over-pursue. His jump cuts, I mean, just his ability to find the open area and run to the open area with his speed makes him a very explosive back. And then at the point of contact, he always runs his feet. I mean, he very rarely is going to turn the ball over. He just does a lot of nice things as a featured back. He's a senior. Like I said, he's about 190 pounds. He runs low to the ground. He runs behind his pads. He doesn't run under his pads. And they just try to get the ball in his hands. I mean, he's an athlete. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? So we're going to try and focus on trying to take him away as much as we possibly can. But, again, that's easier said than done.
Coach, passing game for you starting to continue to grow. Where is it at this point of the season?
Yeah, you know, we're taking a look at stats, and we've tried to play the 2-quarterback system here at the beginning of the year for the first 3 non-district games to try and settle in who we think is going to be our starting quarterback and what's going to make our team the strongest. And right now I think that Gavin Bada, our sophomore, who is 6'3", 170 pounds, he's made a lot more completions. He's got a lot more touchdowns out there. He hasn't thrown an interception yet, so knock on wood here. But he's done a nice job of executing and just progressing within our scheme. He's starting to make more and more reads, better reads, and delivering the ball on time. So that's going to help us out, which also moves Kevin to our wingback position. But Kevin's also still going to see some time in different packages within our quarterback at our quarterback spot. So you're still going to see them both, but I think the nod right now goes to our sophomore and Gavin Bada.
What are you hoping to see from your team tonight beyond the win?
Execution, every single phase of the game. You always want to come out with a win, especially when you get into district play and so forth. But we just need to take a step forward. Like I said last week, I thought we did a lot of nice things. We just shot ourselves in the foot. I think we had 11 penalties last week, and a lot of it was our own doing. We didn't think it had anything with the penalties to do with Emmitsburg. So it's just those little things that we have to clean up this week. And if we can do that kind of stuff and take a step forward, we'll be happy with our progress.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at pregame show. Wish you the best of luck, and I look forward to catching up with you down there after the game to chat with you for the scoreboard show coming up later tonight.
You bet. That sounds good. Great, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. We'll be back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame at Dave Burks joining me next for the call here on Kick 106.7.